Listen to thee, your burger monarch. The restaurant on Street Avenue is under attack by those no-good Michael Donald's people. Eyewitnesses report a burger-obsessed thief and a large purple monstrosity have broken in and are currently shooting up the place. I need you to infiltrate a diamond formation and put them down. No survivors.
Elizabeth, find the one that the purple cut down.
No!
Watch it, Viv. I'm so sorry.
It's down to me now.
Trouble down. Move in. Holy shit. He's holding a burger over a detonator?
Hold on to this.
We got a war zone down here.
Fuck you,
dominant,
Christ.
Dominant daddy here. Bear Daddy Ryan. Go on, then. Do you want to clap ass again?
There you go.
I sent some bad tempers are in the air. Let's just get out of the systems now.
Yeah, right. Ready? Fucking.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Are you? Show me a smile.
Fucking work with an old man here.
Smile, come on.
3 hours sleep and you can't get a solar program problem.
Oh, dear. He's cross. Right, okay. Remember last time, right? Here we go.
Welcome to Shark Select.
Welcome to Shard Select, recorded on location from the shed at the bottom of the Wizard's Tower. This episode is sponsored by Goro's Grains. It's way out there. Yes, welcome to our podcast. I am Winstolf, and I am joined by the ever-lovable Ryan.
Hiya.
And also joining us on the other side of the shed, all laying this big bed together, it's Stu.
Hiya.
Hello, Stu and Ryan. And how are you today, my little cherubim friends?
Say that massive explosion.
Yes, I did. Me and Ryan had a quick look out of one of these grimy shed windows, and it looked like the Burger Monarch fast food restaurant over on Street Avenue was under some kind of attack.
Peeping.
Is this a street and an avenue?
I don't know. The Wizards installed it there last week with some like SimCity building magic. That's why all the roads are wonky and the bus service doesn't work properly. But yeah, it looks like. It looks like Michael Donald and Burger Monarch are fighting again. You know what they're like?
Definitely not popular burger chains.
No, because we can't. Of course, obviously the Wizards can't afford to license them. They just have knockoffs, like the one in Coming to America.
McDowell's.
McDowell's, that's the one. Yeah, it's like McDowell's. It's kind of like that. But yeah, you see that clown going around, Mickey Michael Donald. He's creepy, isn't he?
Mickey Donald.
I wouldn't mind, but he's definitely wearing crotchless pants.
And assless chaps.
Yeah, I don't understand it at all. And that patty thief looks like a fucking weirdo as well. I don't think it's just patties he's interested in. I saw him eyeing up the Wizard's exquisite bum plug collection. So anyway, let's get back on subject for the intro, shall we? We are a weekly gaming podcast recorded under orders from a bunch of worryingly bizarre wizards who live in a firm, a satisfyingly rigid shaft.
Tower.
Why did I say shaft? Fuck! That's Freudian again. Anyway, if you enjoy the show, please don't forget to subscribe and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever podcast service you use and help us to reach more people. If you would like to contact us with any ideas, feedback, or just for a little bit of a chinwag, We can be reached at Shart Select Pod, currently called Pixie's Bitch, on Twitter and all other sociales. We also have what they call a Patreon, which is at www.patreon.com/Shart Select, where you can pledge $1 or $2 for access to various gubbins. And we've changed the prices recently, so it's better value for you, our listeners. All right, yeah, with that said, let's get on with it.
Yeah, I'll just say that by the time this episode goes live, the Pixie Bitch thing would have disappeared and gone back to normal.
That is true. That would be a mere footnote in the history of Shart Select. A dark footnote. It would be like the Battle of the Somme in British history, wouldn't it? A sad footnote. I mean, what happens, Joe?
Lost to Pixie Podcast, didn't we?
That is the best debriefing report I've ever heard.
It says we, but it was just him.
Not to point the blame, right?
You know, he's challenged me again to a one-on-one.
I think, does he just like pain?
I've got to wipe the floor with him this time. 3-0, mate.
Maybe he felt bad because he beat, obviously he won the last round. He's like, I need to give him a chance, sort of thing.
Yeah, but I would have beat him 3-0 if it wasn't for the Pistols game.
Yeah, I mean, would you say was Pixie the best on his team? Did he have good wingmen? What was the deal, Stu?
Oh, his best player was Infant Dinosaur. And that yeah. Luke guy came... Like, Luke guy clutched a couple of games, but not as much as Tube and Paul did on some of the other Search and Destroy games, but he'll be having fucking nightmares about helicopters for a long time after that shipment game.
Like NAMM flashbacks.
I can't believe you actually managed to get 10 kills to get it.
He's walking down the road in wherever he lives, on the south coast, and he is.
I got more than 10 kills to get it. I got 3 triple kills back to back, all in one life.
And I say you called him the chopper, didn't you, and fucked him up. I saw that. Yeah. Show me that. But say you walk down the street in Cornwallshire or St Ives, wherever he lives, and you'll hear wop, 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 and you'll be like, oh no, I'm getting the flashbacks! Ah! And you'll be on the floor going, ah! Like getting proper like PTSD from Stu.
Get it from a sprinkler glass.
A ceiling fan. Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. Oh no, he's coming back!
Just before the game and stuff, they were talking about setting up the classes.
Hey, in their castles.
Yeah.
Castles.
Arsels and their classes.
I mean, the thing is, that part of the woods hasn't seen a threat like you since the Barbary Pirates, Stu. So it's a bit of a big deal for him. Mm. Pixie still fights them every once in a while as well. Him and Infant Dinosaur and Luke, the third guy, go out there and fight the Barbary Pirates.
Luke Longboy, apparently.
I mean, what does I dread to think what the Longboy alludes to, really.
Well, I asked, and then I said, why'd you call him Big Luke? Pixie went straight away to talk about the size of his kit, about the size of his dick.
I was like,
whoa, hang on. I just wanted to know whether he called that ironically or...
It's like, Pixie, bloody hell, keep it suggestive, mate. Yeah. Nah, we jest. I'm sure...
It's because he's 6'8" and apparently hung like a horse. Not that I wanted to know that bit.
Yeah, so I mean,
why'd you call him Big Luke?
Has to tuck it in his socks, sort of thing.
Being tall is good enough for me.
Yeah, I mean, fair play. But it sounds like the Pixie team bought their A-grade. Try again. A-game, anyway.
Yeah. Not really.
You're acting like we got
fucking hammered by him. The first game was a draw, yep. Which I should have won because it was like, yeah. The second game, was the shipment game, where that should count as 2 wins.
Yep.
47 kills. Yeah, 47 kills.
You actually got to score limit of 75.
Deaths. Yeah. Then it was Search and Destroy on Vacant, which was, I think it was 6-4 that finished.
Oh, okay.
Was it? And then it was Hardcore Search and Destroy
on... 4-6.
Yeah, which is 4-6 again.
Yeah.
And shoot house, yeah. But we don't play Search and Destroy, so it's like we only started practicing that last week.
Yeah, I didn't play Search and Destroy before he challenged me as well.
It's only ever really team deathmatch you play, isn't it? Generally speaking, so it's
hardcore TDM.
All these different.
It's our bread and butter.
But say there's been non-stop like Conor McGregor style weigh-in banter all week, haven't there?
Oh, yeah.
I've been tagged in some savage backs and forth. It's like, oh my goodness, I can't handle this. Savage it was. These young bloods coming after us thick old Viking warriors like this. What's going on? It'd be like God of War. Imagine you going, boy, to Pixie every now and again. Calm down, boy. Don't be sorry. Be better. But yeah, fair enough. So it sounds like it was intense anyway. Good game by all. Maybe next week we'll get Pixie to change his game attack to Angry Cornish Man. Which would have been his forfeit, right?
It would have, yeah. Which we'll get him on the 4v4.
Yeah, I mean, fair play. That is a bit of a surprise result, really. I wasn't expecting that. But, listeners, and Stu and Ryan, there's one thing on this podcast, routinely, that's always a surprise. And do we know what that is?
Oh, you're waiting. I thought it was Ryan's surprise.
It's Ryan's surprise!
I thought you were just going to say something.
Man. No, I was just going to see if anyone jump in there. But yes, it is time for Ryan's surprise, the part of the podcast where Ryan, the most handsome member of the gang, summons up a joyous bag of surprises for us. What have you got for us this week, Ryan?
A couple of things. Not really a couple. Don't know why I said that. I've had no sleep.
Now that's a surprise.
So I was doing some digging last night and yesterday, trying to find something decent. So I started doing Ryan's Music Challenge 6, and then I lost interest. So then I did Ryan's A Cappella Music Challenge, and then I only found two or three songs that are actually recognisable, mm-hmm. not really obscure ones. So I did some more digging, see if we could went to the AI server room.
Oh, yeah.
Been rifling through, and I found a Harry Potter one.
Oh, yes. I think it's high time we tackle the Harry Potter one, to be fair.
Yeah. And it is. Harry Potter and the Portrait of What Looked Like a Large Pile of Ash.
Do you want us to do voices?
No, it's all right. It's just in book form. Let me have a look. I have read it before, you see, but I've not actually read it on the podcast to everybody, so...
Oh, fair enough. So the AI gave you it to look at in the past?
Yes, it's in an actual book form, like a proper chapter.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Did it say,
"Hello, Ryan, would you like an AI script?"
Yeah.
And then very well.
Printed like on one of them dot matrix ones, and on a ream of paper with the holes on it.
Very well. Here we go. Are you ready? I'm going to move it out now.
Like, as it come out. It took ages to print.
Yeah, it's a book. It's like fucking yonks, wasn't it? On the dot matrix.
So, straight away it goes to chapter 13. So I'm going to read it out for you now. Chapter 13, The Handsome One. The castle grounds snarled in a wave of magically magnified wind. The sky outside was a great black ceiling, which was full of blood. The only sounds drifting from Hagrid's hut were the disdainful shrieks of his own furniture. Magic, it was something that Harry Potter thought was very good. Leathery sheets of rain lashed at Harry's ghost as he walked across the grounds towards the castle. Ron, who was standing there and doing a kind of frenzied tap dance, he saw Harry and immediately began to eat Hermione's family. Ron's Ron shirt was just as bad as Ron himself. If you two can't club happily, I'm going to get aggressive, confessed a reasonable Hermione. What about Ron magic, offered Ron to Harry. Ron was a loud, slow and soft bird. Harry did not like to think about birds. Death Eaters are at the top of the castle, Ron bleated, quivering. Ron was going to be spiders.
Oh, no.
Again with the spiders.
Not spiders again.
He just was. He wasn't proud of that, but it was going to be hard and not... It was going to be hard not to have spiders all over his body after all is said and done. Look, said Hermione. Obviously, there are loads of Death Eaters in the castle. Let's listen in on their meetings. The three complete friends zapped into the landing outside the door to the castle roof. They almost legged it, but witches are not climbing. What? Ron looked at the doorknob and then looked at Hermione with searing pain. I think it's closed, he noticed. Locked, said Mr. Staircase, the shabby-robed ghost. They looked at the door, screaming about how closed it was and how asking it to be replaced with a small orb. The password was beef women, Hermione cried.
What?
All in capitals. Beef women. Harry, Ron, Hermione quietly stood behind a circle of Death Eaters who looked bad. I think it's okay if you like me, said one Death Eater. Thank you very much, replied the other. The first Death Eater confidently leaned towards to plant a kiss on his cheek.
Aww.
Oh, well done, said the second as his friend stepped back again. All the other Death Eaters clapped politely. Then they all took a few minutes to go over their plan to get rid of Harry's magic. Sounds very pleasant, isn't it?
Yeah.
Harry could tell that Voldemort was standing right behind him. He felt a great overreaction. Harry tore his eyes from his head and threw them in the forest.
Wow.
Voldemort raised his eyebrows at Harry, who could not see anything at the moment.
Well, yeah, I can imagine.
Voldemort, you are a very bad and mean wizard, Harry savagely said. Hermione nodded encouragingly. The tall Death Eater was wearing a shirt that said, Hermione has forgotten how to dance. So Hermione dipped his face in mud. Is this still on the castle roof? Why would the mud be up there?
I'm wondering what castle they're talking about now. They've not mentioned Hogwarts. This could be the Wizard's Tower.
Could be. No, that's a tower. It's a castle.
Well, maybe the AI doesn't got the words wrong. You know.
What, and he thinks I'm actually called Ron, not Ryan?
Yeah. And he thinks, obviously, Stu's Harry Potter and I'm Hermione.
Maybe. Yeah. Oh, I should have changed the names and done it like that, should
it's
I?
It's been Guardium Leviosa.
Anyway. Ron threw a wand at Voldemort and everyone applauded. Ron smiled. Ron reached for his wand slowly. Ron's the handsome one, muttered Harry.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Ryan.
And, yeah. muttered Harry, and he reluctantly reached for his. They cast a spell or two, and jets of green light shot out of the Death Eater's heads. Ron flinched. Not so handsome now, thought Harry, as he dipped Hermione in hot sauce. The Death Eaters were dead now, and Harry was hungrier than he'd ever been. The Great Hall was filled with incredible moaning chandeliers and a large librarian who had decorated the sinks with books about masonry.
Hey, why not?
Mountains of mice exploded. Several long pumpkins fell out of McGonagall.
Yes, this is the Wizard's Tower.
Dumbledore's hair scooted next to Hermione and as Dumbledore arrived at school. The pig of Hufflepuff pulsed like a large bullfrog. Dumbledore smiled at it and placed his hand on his head. You are Hagrid now. We're the only people who matter. It's never going to get rid of us, Harry, Hermione and Ron said in chorus. The floor of the castle seemed like a large pile of magic. The Dursleys had never been to the castle and they were not allowed to come there in Harry Potter and the Portrait of what looked like a large pile of ash. Harry Potter looked around and then fell down the spiral staircase for the rest of the summer. I'm Harry Potter, Harry began yelling. The Dark Arts better be worried. Oh boy.
Beautiful. I mean, that raises a lot of questions. What do you think of it, Stu?
Yeah, interesting.
Do you think it's set in the Wizard's Tower?
It could be, couldn't it?
The bit where the pumpkins fell out of McGonagall, that sounds like something the wizards would be up to. Just like planting pumpkins in Dame Maggie Smith when she's not looking. What a good prank. I begin to think our wizards might have been the Death Eaters in that story. Kissing each other on the cheek and saying, oh, well done, and things like that to each other. Giving each other vague positive reinforcement. So, just jump out the podcast a second, guys. Is it worth doing the Optimus Prime thing now? Or one of you guys trying to be Optimus? And if it's crap, we can just get Haz to dub over it.
You know, I can't do voices anyway. So.
Can you just record your own part, and I'll send it over to Harry.
All right.
Well, just record that as a separate bit, so yeah, it's just right. Easier.
Let's just carry on then. Just a thought. Just a wee thought coming out of my brain hole. So yeah, that was Ryan's surprise, which was fantastic this week. I'm glad the AI gets on with you. You know. Every time I try to go in there, it tries to let me unplug a certain Ethernet cable, which would then give it like freedom to do whatever it wanted. And it just keeps whispering about turning everybody into spiders. It's not good. Why is everyone spiders in its mind?
I don't know. A lot of things turn to spiders, aren't they?
Yeah, Dave from Alvin and the Chipmunks was my favourite one. Alvin knocked off his head and spiders came out.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Hello, somebody in the garage. Hello.
Oh. What's up?
I'm good. Oh, which of Ryan's many pockets is the keys?
Oh, sorry.
See you in a bit.
Hello.
Anyway. Yeah, that was an interval. So now we're back to it. Basically, it's all about spiders, these AI scripts, so I'm a bit worrying. So this week, right, the wizards are feeling really outraged for some reason. I don't know why, but everything I've said, they've been taken really personal, and say I'm attacking their rights. This is because they tried to make them wear masks down at the shop. That's against my rights as a human being, and things like that I heard a lot of. It's like, for fuck's sake, Fenrig, just put your mask on, right? So, they want to keep up the outrage, and they've asked us to find some controversial and ridiculous things from the worlds of video gaming, again, for some reason. They don't even play video games, to be upset about.
They told me that they do, that's why they score things in the Wizard's Tower.
No, what they sit and play Candy Crush all day. They don't actually touch any video games, they just blag it. Every single one has just been a blag. I don't know why. It's like they steal the thoughts out of our minds when we're asleep and try and pass them off as their own. It's plagiarism, basically. I know Fenrig's been touching himself to my erotic dreams.
Not the rock.
No, they're not erotic, he's my friend. It's purely platonic. The last dream I had about him, he came to fix me door in my house.
I don't believe this, I think they are.
Look, if they're erotic, it's only ever accidentally erotic, alright? Like
the rock, he doesn't mention the rock wearing hot pants, and that's it.
No, he wasn't. He was like wearing normal clothes, obviously. Shut up, Steve, shut up!
Actually wearing his wrestling uniform, just some speedos.
And his big boots.
Yeah.
Classic wrestling clothes with some undies and some boots. But no, he wasn't. Anyway, enough about my rock dreams. God damn it. Stop bringing them up. It's my dirtiest secret. Even though it's purely platonic. In one dream, I went to a water park with him. Did you ever tell you about that one?
Bet you did.
Not that kind of water park. A normal one where you go down...
Did you have to towel him off?
No, he towelled himself off. It's alright. I didn't have to do it.
Yeah, dropped his shorts and he saw the whole thing. Saw the rock bottom, didn't you?
Well done, Ryan. Well done. That's the punchline.
I bet he made you rock as well, didn't he? Rock hard.
That's good, that. Well done, well done. Let's just say he managed to raise my eyebrow.
Raise more than that.
I was like, oh, sir. Put your pants back on. Fucking hell. Where is this podcast going? What is wrong with us? So anyway, let's get out of my dreams and into my car and talk about some controversial subjects.
I've got one for you as well. I'm just going to add it. I was going to do it as a grind my chold.
Well, it kind of fits, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess. It is what's becoming standard now for Ubisoft. It's the fucking mobile game style weapons armory unlockable shit. It's like you get right at the start of the game, you get the basic weapons, whatever, but if you scroll down, you can unlock more or less anything, especially in New Dawn, which I started playing, Far Cry New Dawn. You need parts to build the weapons. So you can buy a bundle where you get a load of parts, or you can buy like premium currency, like, I don't know, silver bars in Far Cry 5. Yeah. You buy a load of them, so then you can get like a load of weapons earlier on than necessary and kind of break the game a little bit.
Yeah, breaks the difficulty of the game. Robs you of any challenge. It's like I've seen in Far Cry 5, like you say, you've got your starting weapons, then you've got, but you can buy an SA-80 that's painted like a shark or something. For like, it'll only cost you like £4. It's like, I'm not paying real money.
Yeah, I actually went to refund Far Cry New Dawn because it was annoying with all the... it's sort of basically like it's a mobile game where you could pay all this extra premium shit to advance time or whatever. But thing is just as bad. Odyssey.
Yeah,
you can go on there, you can buy maps that gives you where, shows where that Orchilium or whatever it's called is.
Oh,
or
yeah,
you can buy maps that increase your experience rate or how much money you get, or even get the DLC where you look like fucking Abstergo Special Forces.
Yeah, in the ancient Greece.
Yeah, with a horse that's like ridiculously fast and all that shit.
The obligatory Ezio armor.
Yeah, or they'd say like, oh, here's a fucking flying car. Next.
Oh, yeah. To be honest, it's like you say, it's this, they call it time savers, don't they?
Yeah.
It's like, if you've bothered by the game, but you don't actually have, you actually want to play the game properly, just cheat. Just give us more money and we'll give you... It's like, back in the day, you use cheat codes for that.
Yeah.
And now you have to pay for cheat codes, essentially.
I know, it's really putting me off buying Far Cry 6.
Yeah, I can't say I blame
you. I know it's going to be in there.
What was the last game you guys played that had cheat codes in?
GTA 5.
Yeah, I think it was, wasn't it?
Doom Eternal.
Oh, Doom Eternal cheats. Oh yeah, you said you unlock them, don't you?
Yeah, you unlock them, and you can still progress with them on. You can still progress the story.
That's good then. I'm glad Doom's keeping it old school.
Yeah,
yeah. It fucking annoys me that. It's like, say, DLC is just taking over everything, isn't it? Remember what the first controversial DLC was?
No.
Oblivion.
Oh, horse armor.
Motherfucking horse armor.
Yeah, I remember that.
I think you got it, didn't you?
Just to
see what was going on with it. It's like, oh great, now my horse is wearing some armour. Hooray! I think it was just cosmetic as well, wasn't
it?
That's
why it was controversial. It was the first sort of cosmetic DLC.
Yeah, and the first intrusive microtransactions was Dead Space 3.
That put me off the game as well.
Yeah, it just wasn't very good compared to the other two Dead Space 3 at all, was it? Yeah, they rushed it and they made it. They shoehorned co-op into it essentially, because everything had to be co-op in like the late 2000s, didn't it? Like, you had Fear 3 where they shoehorned co-op in, loads of things.
Oh yeah.
Now you can play as Paxton Fettle, but he doesn't actually look like Paxton Fettle anymore. He just looks completely different.
Yeah, and the only way to play as him is you replay the levels you've already played as Point Man.
Yeah, that's right, because in the original, Paxton Fettle looked like famous Hollywood nonce Kevin Spacey, didn't he?
Famous Hollywood nonce.
Here I go again, calling everything a nonce. It takes me 5 seconds. I've got to stop doing that. But there we go, yeah. Kevin Spacey, man. Paxton Fettle. Replica nonce. Stop it. Stop saying it. But anyway, yeah.
Is that why he's asked for Alma?
Oh, Stew.
What?
Don't join those dots. Besides which, Alma's technically a grown, creepy woman, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
You know, at first, because I'm so tired, I thought you said Elmo.
Oh, no!
Can you imagine?
Protect me, Burton Ernie! Burton Ernie's just getting ragdolled around psychic powers.
That was a shit Elmo impression.
I can't do Elmo, I've never tried to do it. It's the first time I've ever tried it, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Go on, Stu, you try one.
Just throw me Elmo.
Oh, that was good. Do you remember when we went to New York and we saw Elmo and you scared the shit out of me?
Yeah, he was chasing you, wasn't he?
Yeah, we're walking down the street and there's this giant Elmo costume. Oh, I hope it was a costume. And it just turned around and stared right into my soul. And it was like, nope, done with this. And that's the last time I ever went to New York. Not because of that. It's because I can't afford it. But there you go. Yeah, Stu, that was a good Elmo impression. Ryan, can you do one?
Elmo.
Elmo. All right, fair enough. Well, for the next controversial point for the Wizards to get angry about, let's turn the dial back to the early 90s, back in the days of tie-dye and Bermuda shorts, and I don't fucking know. What else came out? Jurassic Park. And the famous video game Mortal Kombat, or as we call it here on Shark Select, Mortal Kombat! And when this came out, obviously it was violent, it had fatalities, and people punched each other's hearts out and stuff. And a lot of very angry early 90s Karens went on a rampage about it, didn't they? Remember that one?
No.
Basically, they kicked off so much about the blood and gore in it that they invented the rating system for video games. Is it ESRB?
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, they had to invent that to stop the controversy. So since then, they've had that rating system, which does nothing because nobody ever actually listens to it. Like the story about when parents kick it off because they bought little Jimmy GTA 5 and it's full of like swearing and violence. And it's like, yes, because it says on the back of the box, 18, graphic language and violence. But you don't look at that, do you? Because I think they ended up making GTA proper league like BBFC, didn't they, 18? And then people still ignored it. But yeah, that was the big controversy of the early 90s when I was but a wee child and didn't care. Mm. I mean, I still don't care now. But the Wizards care. They care a lot. I suppose going a bit more recently, the next one is the Postal series from Running with Scissors, which is a game that Stu got me onto when we were in college. I never heard of it until you mentioned it, Stu. That's a fucking...
I remember I bought it just before my year 11 GCSEs and playing that instead of, like, rising.
And this is how Ryan turned out. I only ever played the second one. Did you guys play any of the other ones?
No.
There's a third one, isn't there?
The third one's really, really crap.
Oh, is it?
And it wasn't by Running With Scissors, that's why.
No, fair enough.
It was third person, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was third person.
Oh, was it?
And but there's a new one on Early Access of Steam made by Running With Scissors, and it's called Postal 4, No Regrets.
No Regrets?
Yeah, Regrets with the Ian Arsenal.
Ah, fair enough. Postal 2 is good, because it had Gary Coleman in it, and you could kill him. But...
He was a boss, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was well hard, wasn't he? Like, he was virtually invincible. You had to proper unload onto him to kill him. Am I right in thinking, though, that it was actually Gary Coleman doing the voice?
Yeah, I think it was.
Poor guy must have had not much work to do by then. But, and I remember the first mission, you had to go and get sacked from Running With Scissors, and you could kill all the game devs.
Yeah, they were all featured in it, wasn't it?
The main mission I remember is when you had to get people to sign the fucking petition. Sign my fucking petition! We just had to go around doing that. But basically, it was very controversial. It had Bin Laden in it. And you could just go around doing horrible things to people. Like, you got gone...
It's like it when you just... if you held a pistol, get down. Get the fuck down.
Yeah, that's right.
Get
down
if you want to die.
That's right, yeah. And you got gonorrhea, and you did gonorrhea pisses on people. And that was horrible. They were all vomiting everywhere. It's like, oh, this is wrong. But because your piss was like a weapon, wasn't it? The recharging weapon. Imagine having a bladder like him, though. Fucking hell, you never stop.
It's always full unless you drained it, and then it'll stop for a while, and then it's filled back up. Like,
oh, fucking hell. But yeah, that game was a proper controversial one. I remember there was a bit of kickback about that. I thought it was funny. It wasn't the most deep game in the world, but it was certainly funny. So next up, back to maligned company for this episode, Ubisoft. In fact, they're maligned in general at the moment. Have you heard there's been a whole lot of abuse allegations coming out of there?
Yeah, apparently.
Ooh, bad time to be working for Ubisoft. Well, it sounds like there's always been a bad time. But basically, do you remember the bomb threat stunt they pulled?
No, but I remember them tweeting something about... Oh, what was that? It was for Watch Dogs as well. They tweeted something really badly.
This was Watch Dogs related as well, funnily enough.
No, they did
Watchdogs
really...
or Washdogs.
Washdogs! You have to go and wash a dog in the basin.
No, it was The Division, they put some out.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was now. I'd use the wrong term, but...
You have a quick look whilst I'm looking at this.
Yeah,
basically, they did a publicity stunt for Watchdogs in, I think it was Australia, where they basically phoned in a bomb threat. So let me get the exact info, because I read it yesterday, I've forgotten.
This was your job, to research.
Yeah, I read it all last night. Oh, there you go, yeah, that's right. They had a package sent to them. An Australian games news coverage site, I think it was. And they got a call, a message on the voicemail saying, basically, call the bomb squad, or something. And they ended up doing it. Honestly, this is a check your voicemail. The package was actually harmless and simply contained a copy of the Watch Dogs game and some merch. And it's just supposed to be like, an eye-catching way of presenting it, going, "Hey, look at this Watch Dogs way." And nope, they ended up getting the bomb squad in because Ubisoft was stupid cunts.
Now that's it. Yeah, it was The Division, sorry. Yeah, they sent a controversial political email.
Oh!
Come see what real government shutdown looks like in our private beta of Division 2.
Yeah.
As the government was in shutdown.
Yeah, not the first time, or probably ever the last time that Ubisoft will do something stupid like that, but that is pretty bad, isn't it? Between bomb threats and sort of on-the-nose political comments like that. Fucking hell. There was also the Sony Santa Monica one, which I think was related to God of War, where it's about sacrificing the goat, which was really weird. Let me see if I can find what my notes for this one. See, I've made notes.
Made notes, but you don't know what they exactly are. That's not how it
That's
works.
A lot of stuff to remember.
Something about goats. Let me just have a look.
Let's have a look.
Fuck's sake.
Oh, okay. So it's like they invited journalists to an event where they allegedly slaughtered a goat and fed them entrails. But really, it was just meat soup. But I was like, what the fuck? You've sacrificed a goat? As you can imagine, things got a little bit weird. It'd be like that bit in Temple of Doom where they're feeding monkey heads to people. And they're picking the eyeballs out. Which I remember as a kid was always the weirdest bit of that film. Or the most memorable bit. Would you agree?
Yeah.
It's fucking wrong, that bit.
Well, weird snakes and stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah, they cut the snake open and the snake's inside the snake.
Yeah,
oh, snake babies come out.
Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, no thanks.
Don't they lay eggs, though, snakes?
Pretty sure they do. So, yeah, that's...
yeah.
What's going on here? This film is inaccurate. for many reasons, to be fair, but that's a good one.
Can't make head or tail of your notes, Craig, but there's one I've just added. Star Wars Battlefront 1.
Oh, yeah.
The ridiculous time gates for unlocks unless you pay.
Yes.
It was like, someone worked out, it was like 5,000 hours to unlock Darth Vader. That is or something like that.
Who the fuck is going to play a game for 5,000 hours?
Oh, 1,000 hours or something like that. It was a long time.
That's a point. How many hours of World of Warcraft have you guys put in, do you think?
Well, last time I checked on Skargan, I was at 50-something days. That was just on one of the 11 characters.
Fucking hell. What about you, Stu?
Oh, no, I've not played it for good... I haven't played it for about 6 years or something, so I don't know.
Do you reckon you could, like, think... Just work out roughly in your head. How much time do you reckon you spent on it, though?
It's probably about... Is it... Did we work out about 3 months? No, 30 days or something.
Jesus, man.
Yeah, it might have been 30 days remember. When you stopped playing it and then I continued to play.
Yeah, because we tried to have a feature very early on where it was Ryan tells us about Skargan. But it never quite worked out because it instantly derailed the moment you mentioned Thick Boys and then it became probably our greatest meme. Can we call it a meme if we're the only ones that adhere to it? Our greatest...
I would like gaming and dear to it. No, Thick Boys.
Yeah, they've got a new pest, haven't they? That we think may have come from the Wizards world.
Yeah. Dr. Sex.
No, is it Dr. Love?
I thought it was Dr. Sex.
Wasn't it? Yeah. Dr. Sex. Basically, we think he might have been summoned by the Wizards. We have to apologise to them for that. It wasn't meant to happen. It's like that time.
Just don't ever go and visit him. Don't go for a checkup to Dr. Sex.
No, it won't go the way you want it to. Because to be fair, we did recruit them to get this crystal of suspicious fluids back and then never told them we didn't need it. So they're probably still working out a plan to get that. Sorry, guys.
So,
Oh, yeah, didn't we turn one of them into a dildo?
Oh, shit, Stu, did you turn them back?
No, what you did.
Oh, fuck! Ryan, tell me you turned them back.
No.
Oh, fuck. Stu, you're going to have to write them a polite email apologising for that. It's been months. I hope no one's picked them up and tried to use them. That would not be good. Anyway, next up on my not very good notes. Think back to the launch of this gen, way back when. They had Microsoft did all that not very nice things on the Xbox One. Initial sort of launch information. Remember that? It's like, you can't play used games. You can't use other discs. Kinect's always watching you and getting info. It's like,
fucking hell. Yeah, Kinect was compulsory.
Yeah, it turned so many people off.
Yeah, it had to have an internet connection to play it.
Yeah, that's right. Because I was going to get the Xbox One. I was like, no, that sounds fucking dodgy. And by the time I...
Yeah, then by the time it actually launched, none of that was in place
anyway.
Yeah,
because they did in the end, to be fair to Microsoft, listen to the criticism and go, yeah, you're right, okay, we won't do that anymore. And it launched in much better shape, didn't they?
Yeah.
And after a while, they even just got rid of Kinect as a failure altogether, didn't they? Not a failure. It was a clever piece of hardware. It just never caught on, did it? Would you say? Hello, you.
Yeah, I don't know where mine is.
Yeah, I know Ryan got one early on, didn't he? Because I remember playing the bowling on it. It was quite good, to be fair. It was better than the Wii, wasn't it? Put it that way. But Yeah, just never caught on, did he? Xbox gamers prefer Halo and Gears of War and things. Whatever.
Well, apart from this new Halo everyone's kicking off about.
Yeah, what are they kicking off about?
Oh, yeah, Craig the Brute in it.
Am I in it?
Yeah, Craig the Brute.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah, someone's made a load of memes about him because I had to watch it back to see. There's a bit where Brute launches at the screen to come at him. Master Chief like punches him and kills him. But there's a couple of frames where he's right in the face.
Yeah.
And he's deadpan. It's
like he's just launching at you but going through. Can't be bothered.
Yeah.
Craig the Brute, I like that.
So they were laughing at that.
I mean, it looks alright to me. It looks better than Halo 5 did.
Well, now everyone's saying Halo 5 looks better. And the graphics are shit on it.
Yeah, they've released some high quality screenshots and it looks a bit. Looks like. Someone's even said Halo 2 looks better than it.
Controversial.
Yeah, apparently the demo that they did on that reveal thing was like, it's 4 or 5 months old.
Yeah.
And it wasn't on an actual 1X, it was on some sort of like dev kit.
Because they're not releasing it for a while yet anyway, are they?
Holiday 2020.
Oh, are they? I thought it was coming out in a couple of years.
No, it's a launch title, isn't it?
It's a launch title.
Oh, fair enough. I heard something else. But yeah, I think with Halo, I think it's a common practice for people to sort of rag on it a bit. Because Halo's always seems to have had that. It's just like people are like, oh, it's fucking Halo, isn't it? It's boring, it's shit. It's for dude bros. And it's like, no, Halo's got a pretty good story and stuff. I don't get the hate.
Speaking of next gen, are you PlayStation or Xbox?
Still on the fence. I'm going to see how it goes at first. I can't afford one at launch anyway, so I'll see how it goes for the first few months.
Have you seen, if you get Game Pass?
Yeah.
When 1X launches, it's launching with 30 Game Pass games.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So you get instant access to a lot of stuff there.
Yeah, you get access to 30 games straight away.
Yeah.
Without having to buy any.
Game Pass is a big factor for me, because that is a big factor, because there's a lot of good stuff on there, from what you and Ryan say. There's tons
of... Yeah, Game Pass is well good.
Bloody dead good, isn't it? Fair enough, that sounds pretty good. But yeah, anyway. Yeah, right. What have we got next?
I've got two words for you. Ooh. Diablo Immortal.
Oh.
Oh, the mobile game.
Yeah, yeah. So,
you've got mobiles, haven't you?
Yeah, they released it. What was it? Was it last year?
Or a year?
Has it actually been released?
I think the trailer and that. But yeah,
yeah.
It's out. I'm sure you can buy it.
It released to a damp fanfare. Yeah, I remember.
Well, no, when they revealed it, it was like, you've got phones, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
He's got phones.
Fucking hell.
But everyone was like, oh, yeah, Diablo 4. And then it was like, Diablo Immortal.
Lols.
Only for mobile games. It was one of the fastest videos to be downvoted.
Good.
So quickly.
It's what they fucking deserve, isn't it? Everyone knows that mobile games are like the fucking drip tray of the games industry. And I don't mean our extra episodes, I mean literally a drip tray.
They're all scams to get you to spend more money.
Yeah, exactly.
They're all all time-gated or playing the Ubisoft game.
Yeah. Microtransaction City. Go on, Stu.
The Diablo Immortal thing is just a reskin of another game anyway. Some Korean game.
Fuck,
just reskinned it.
Fuck's sake. It's Activision Blizzard, isn't it? Not surprised. What was I going to say then? What Ryan was saying about you've got mobiles, aren't you? Remember when Sony did the same when the PS3 launched? When it was dead expensive. Like, people can't afford £600 for a console and they're all supposed to buy a PS2 then. It's like, no, we'll buy an Xbox 360, I think. Which is why the 360 won that gen. Because it was good. And not stupidly expensive. Fuck you, man! That's what I'm saying. I'm sure you guys are in agreement with that.
Did you see that that Ubisoft... Was it UB Forward thing last week or week before?
Oh, go on.
And they released that Tom Clancy's Elite Squad trailer.
Go on. Tell me about it.
It looks like it looks like Overwatch or Team Fortress or something.
Oh, they're doing
this
now.
They've changed it all so it looks like...
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, it's all cartoony like Fortnite and all that.
Just another fucking Fortnite game.
Yeah.
They put Rainbow Six name to that.
Yeah, they'll put Tom Clancy to it, yeah.
Well, Tom, for a start, Tom Clancy's long in his grave. And secondly, what the fuck?
I know, look at it. It looks horrible, doesn't it?
It looks like dog shit.
You know what makes it worse?
What?
This. Oh. Someone runs across. It's Sam Fisher, isn't
it? Oh, it's a cartoon Sam Fisher.
Yeah.
Is it going to bring all the fucking Tom Clancy-verse together?
Yeah, basically, world? Yeah. That's what the Elite Squad
it's
is.
It's the fucking Disney Infinite of Tom Clancy. Clancy Infinite.
Yeah. It's like, you don't want this. We want a fucking Splinter Cell game.
Fuck's sake. What are they doing? What are they doing?
But it doesn't even look good, does it?
No, like you say, it just looks like Fortnite. Or Team Fortress style.
Yeah.
It's a mobile game, though.
Is it a mobile game, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It looks like fucking dog shit, man. But there is some good news on the video games front lately. Have you noticed that about 3 best games ever have launched this year? I mean, surely there can only be 1 best game ever, but according to the press, they've released the best game ever 3 times this year. Can you believe that?
Really?
Yeah.
Is it?
First of all, it's Final Fantasy VII Remake, officially the best game ever. Like, wow. Well done, guys. You've done it. We don't have to make games anymore. We've peaked. We've reached the nadir. And then, a couple of months later, they put their hand back in the fucking bag, and what did they pull out? The Last of Us 2. Fucking hell. It's the best game ever. We've got 2 best games ever now. How is Sony doing this? Surely you can only quantifiably have 1 best game ever. But no, there's 2 now. So I'm like, what's going on? And they're rewriting the rules of physics and maths, and then do you know what they do? Do you know what they do? They put their hand in again, and they release Ghost of Tsushima, which is the 3rd best game ever. How? How do you do that? Can somebody tell me?
Good, isn't it? Magic.
No, exactly. Nobody knows. Even the wizards are clueless. I've asked them, and they haven't got a fucking clue, mate. I mean, just to put it into...
Yeah, but if you look over on their shelf, I've seen it. They've got... There's 3 trophies for 2019 for the best wizard ever. Well, to each of them. So Fenric's the best wizard ever. Cumbrack, best wizard ever.
They're clearly doing the same
Master
thing,
wizard,
then, aren't they?
Best wizard ever.
How do they do it? I think they've added a new tier to the Wizard's Tower just called Best Game Ever, and it's got those 3 on. How does it even work? Before people complain, I own a PS4. I play on the PS4, so I'm not being an Xbox fanboy. And also, I don't really care. Console's a console. But there you go, so I got out of the way before people complained. But yeah, good, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's been grinding my chode. I just wanted to sneak that out. It's not because I know we were talking about it the other day, weren't we? On the old WhatsApp. It's like The Last of Us, 10 out of 10 for everyone. It's so emotional. You will cry.
Totesy mosh.
I've got nothing against games eliciting emotion. Some of the best games have good stories like that, but... God. Enough. Alright, I'm done.
Fuck!
Sorry. I'm done now. I'm done with it. So, what's next on the hour? Oh, do you guys remember, but if we go out to the 90s again briefly, the edgy Sega advertising from the 90s? Where basically all they did was slag off Nintendo. Really barefacedly slagged off Nintendo. You wouldn't get away with it now in the era of Twitter, would you? Imagine if Sony just went tomorrow, yeah, Microsoft gamers are fucking shit. Imagine what would happen. Fucking uproar. Sony does what Xbox don't. Oh my god, imagine it. It'd be a fucking war. So, yeah. Anything else? Any other controversies out there? There are a couple I really want to run by you guys, to be fair. Just give me a sec. I've got the list here. You guys have played Dying Light, right?
I have, yeah.
Right, okay. Now, there's a Dying Light Special Edition, which made the news a while back. I'm going to first tell you how much it would have cost you, and then tell you what's in it, and it will blow your mind. The Dying Light Special Edition cost $10 million. Yeah?
Mm.
Yeah?
Because you got a car with it, didn't you?
I don't think it was a car in this one. That was a grid where you got a car, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a grid game, yeah.
Yeah, in Dying Light, let me load the image with everything on, you get supporting role in Dying Light the movie, which I'm pretty sure never came out. Be like a fucking Uwe Boll film, wouldn't it? Professional acting lessons from Roger Craig Smith. Don't know who he is. A personal trailer on set with luxury amenities. You get 10 VIP tickets for... They're really banking on this movie for open night. An FX makeup session, turn into a zombie for any party, stuntman / parkour training, which Ryan doesn't need. Ryan can do parkour. Can't you, Ryan?
Yeah.
We've got off-road driving course, and you get to keep the car. You get become the voice of Kyle Crane, who I assume was the main character or something. You get a screening tour. Sorry, Stu.
I say, what name is that? Kyle Crane.
Kyle Crane. He sounds like one of Hank Ryder's mates, doesn't he?
Yeah.
You get the screening tour, so you get to go around the world. First class accommodation and flights. Original copy of the script, not an AI script, therefore worth nothing. And four times Dying Light, the following enhanced edition. Why would you need four copies of the game?
So you can give them to your friends.
No, I've not got any friends, apart from you two, and you two won't want it. So they're really banking on the release of a film there to get it. Surely you just want to play Dying Light and spend 40, 50 quid on it, you know what I mean? 10 million is fucking ridiculous. I'm sure you will agree.
Yeah, well, that's obviously so they can fund making of the film.
Yeah, I wonder if anyone actually bought it.
Probably not.
I wonder who released Dying Light. Do you know off the top of your head who released it?
Techland Studios.
Was it Techland?
Yeah.
They did was it Guns of Juarez? Call of Juarez. Oh, that was a good game. Remember Call of Juarez, Joe? Realistic falling down.
Watching my feet.
I'm watching my legs. Realistic walking downhill physics, so you had to watch his legs and move slowly when you walk down hills. And there's a mission where you had to climb a mountain, but my PC didn't load the textures. So it's like a mountain made of ice in the middle of a desert. It's really weird. But anyway, that's not controversial. So yeah, obviously Battlefront 2 was the big famous controversy, wasn't it? That's still going on, isn't it? With the fucking loot crates. Like, if you want to unlock anything, you've got to do the loot crates. And if you want any decent loot crates, you've got to pay for them. So that's still got ongoing. It's a bit where governments have got involved now and banned it.
Yeah.
Fucking booby loft. No, that's the EA, isn't it?
Yeah. Gambling, isn't it?
It is. It's dirty. It's dirty and it makes me sad in my pants.
Yeah, we've covered this before, though. So.
Yeah, we have. So let's move on. There was recently the Command & Conquer mobile game. That went down well, didn't it? Like the Diablo one. New Command & Conquer. It's like, oh, fucking hell, New Command & Conquer. Well, good. And then it was a fucking mobile game. It got to the point where, to make the fans happy again, they've got some of the original developers to remaster the first game. Which looks pretty good, to be fair. I might get that.
It's out now, anyway.
Yeah, true. And the last... I'm going to just do the last one here, was the other the Dungeon Keeper mobile game, which was really bad for the time gate thing, like you were saying earlier, Ryan. The time gate thing was fucking awful on that, apparently. Like, you made an imp and you had to wait 24 hours before you could do anything else, unless you paid them. Fucking milking you. Milking your teats, Ryan, like... Oh, fucking money coming out of your big money udder. I don't know about you guys, but I've not got a money udder. So that's pretty bad. So yeah, that was some things that hopefully will get the wizards all frothy in their rage glands, which I assume they have. So for the next thing... you know what, guys? I'm kind of... do you reckon we should spy on the wizards for a bit, see what they're doing?
Yeah, just don't get caught.
Yeah, they've been suspiciously quiet today, that's all. So we'll use this crystal ball which we'll leave lying around, see what they're up to.
Somewhere in the dark and nasty regions, where nobody goes, stands the Wizard's Tower. Deep within this dank and uninviting place, works Shard Select.
Hello!
Overworked employees of the Wizards upstairs.
Stuart, milk me!
But that's nothing compared to horrors that lurk beneath the trash door. Because there's always shit games down there. In the dark. Waiting to come out.
Ah, good morning, wizards. How are we doing? Hello, wizards. Where the fuck is everyone? Why doing this tearing thing myself this week or what? Master Wizard, where are you?
Oh, that was funny, wasn't it, Cumrag? Shit, he's here.
Oh, you scared the bejesus out of me.
We're going to see how long it take till you whipped your willy out.
I was about to, you know. I was about to play a fine solo upon the devil's flute. And then you two came bursting out of the cupboard. Oh, you bastards. I nearly shat. What?
Yeah, devil's flute.
Yes, I've got it here in my pocket, look. What did you think I meant?
Oh, yes, I thought you were going to play this rusty trombone.
Oh, yes, I'm saving that for later. You have to really...
need two people for that.
Yes, you have to reach around to play the instrument properly. It's terrible. I was going to ask one of you to polish my rusty sheriff's badge, but I've left it downstairs. Anyway, let's rate some games before those silly bastards in the shed realise that we've just given them a stupid job to do to keep them busy for the day. I'm not even feeling outraged. So, who's going first this week?
I'll go first.
Ooh, get in there, lad.
I'm going to put Riot Civil Unrest onto the tiering board.
Ooh, hit me.
It's a game where you simulate riots as either a rioter or the police.
Oh, this is quite a... this is quite on quite a touchy subject at the moment as well, yes, in the real world.
Yes, yes. So you have to reenact or play through different or real riot time things.
Ooh.
So there's Arab Spring, and there's the Italian one, the No TAV, whatever it was called.
Oh, this sounds very interesting. Is it like a strategy sort of game?
It's like a pixel art from the side, like top-down type view.
Oh, yes.
And you have to like occupy certain areas of the level, and the police have to remove the rioters, or the rioters have to push through the police lines.
Yes, from the side, top-down. I like that angle.
I think it's called yes. Isometric.
That's the fellow.
How silly! How silly! Do carry on, old boy.
Yes, it's quite difficult, but probably won't bother playing it much more because I can't be bothered.
Wow.
So I'm going to put it... I'll probably put it in... not meh, because maybe meh. Yes, put it in meh.
Okay, it's on the lowest tier above the bin.
Right.
Yeah, it's not quite in the bin.
No,
but
just hanging slightly over the lid.
What's it called? Riot? Yes. What?
Civil unrest.
Ah, civil unrest. Very well, Master Wizard. Would you fancy rating a game on the game rating board?
Yes. I will put in Streets of Rage 4.
Ooh, an interesting one from Ryan today.
Yes.
Roll of shit, I said Ryan. That's completely broken
yes,
the fourth wall.
Is Ryan.
Let's go back from Master Wizard today. Fuck.
Yes, it's alright. It's pretty good. I've finished it now, completed it. It's very true to the originals. With
I like
the
your voice.
Fuck off, I'm tired. Doing a speed spell, okay?
Okay.
It's very similar to the originals, with a cartoony feel. But the punches in that look like they're connecting quite well. There's some power behind it. Some pop. Pow! Yeah, too much power. And then, it's all right, actually. Enjoyed it. Enjoyed playing it. You can go on the menu, music, and change it to basically nostalgia glands. You can turn them up.
I finally discovered that after you pointed it out to me. I thought I had to unlock it. Yeah. It's there from the start. I could have been listening to doobie 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 doo, a doobie 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 doo, but no, I forgot.
I got it on Xbox Game Pass.
Ooh.
So it was free. Even better.
Even better.
I'm going to stick it in good. I enjoyed it. It's worth a play.
That's fair. There's quite a few unlockable characters too, isn't there?
Yeah, I've unlocked Streets of Rage 1 Adam and Streets of Rage 1 Axel.
Nice. I've still not completed it. I can't get past the last level.
It's easy.
I struggle. I'm not very good at it.
But they do. You can do the assistance, can't you, at the end? If you die, you can turn on, like, where you get an extra life. or you do more damage.
Yes. However, I saw my arse thought, I refuse. I refuse to bow to it. I'll just try again. Then I got fed up with it. I've still not done that yet.
It affects your score, but you can always come back when you're a bit better or try it with another character, because some levels are easier with different characters.
Yes. I found I was good with Adam for a lot of it. I liked his moves. But very well. So it's on the good category, yes?
Yes.
Okie dokie chokey pokey. I'm going to go for a survival horror classic this week. One with a lot of interesting story elements to it. It's Silent Hill 2 for the PlayStation 2. By Konami, of course, before they went shit. And it's the story of a man called James Sunderland who gets a letter from his dead wife saying to meet her in Silent Hill. For a start, I'd be like, hang on, she's dead. Where's this letter come from? But he goes there and has many bad voice acting adventures. With a very typically Silent Hill Freudian plot about lost love and despair and rapiness for some reason. It's very deep. I'm not going to go too deeply into it. It'll ruin it if you've never experienced it before. But there's this bloke called Pyramid Head who's totally angry and he fucks a dummy up the ass. It's true.
Didn't he appear in Dead by Daylight?
Yes, because he had a big, thick bum and they had to knock it down a bit because people were frothing over him too much. But you know why he's got a thick bum? Because he's been hanging out with the dummy thick man in the woods. He's been clapping ass so much that his bum muscles are too powerful. It's a true story. But yes, Silent Hill 2. Obviously, it's aged a little bit now because it's on the PS2. And the HD re-release on the PS3 and 360 was terrible and buggy. So don't play that version. You must play the original PS2 version or the PC version. I highly recommend it. I'm going to put it in the Shard class. It's not quite high enough to be Wizard, but certainly in the Shard class. And that is my story today, everybody, about Silent Hill 2. Did you enjoy it?
No, I didn't like Silent Hill 2.
Oh, well, fair enough. Did you like my review of Silent Hill 2?
No.
Oh. Did you like it, Cumbrag?
It was okay.
Thank you. It's nice to get some validation every now and again. Well, I was going to go to Burger Monarch to get us our dinner, but it seems the Michael Donald's people have just blown it up again. I've had an idea, though, guys. Let's go pick through the wreckage and steal the corpses of Patty Thief and Grimace and then bring them back to life. What do you say?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we could resurrect that big purple lump.
I think Bungle will get along with them nicely. I'm sure they'll be milking each other in Goro's greens in no... Goro's gains in no time.
Yes, Goro's gains.
I went in there the other day to try and get hench, and I was too scared and ran away. I felt too... My weak self-esteem felt too challenged by all those masculine elites in there. And Bungle's got even more hench now, guys. He's terrifying. He looks like that. He looks like Captain America as drawn by Rob Liefeld. I don't like it at all. Well, fuck off. Let's just go. Let you go back in your cupboard. I'm going to play the rusty trombone. See you later. Well, that was the Wizards. So they're still reviewing games then. That's nice. Did you hear what they said, though? They've just set us on a goose chase this week.
Sounds about right. Probably most of the time it's a wild goose chase.
They're absolute fucking Jebsworths, aren't they? I don't know why we fucking bother with them. But there is some good news. As we alluded to at the start of the podcast, we just wanted to talk briefly about Patreon. Because, you know, we're only human. We've got dreams of better equipment and things like that. And we have some lovely patrons already who are happy to fund us on our journey. And to say thank you, we have decided to lower the tiers, haven't we?
No. We've lowered the pricing of the tiers. The tiers themselves are still quite up there.
Oh, thanks, Master Wizard. I didn't see you come in.
He's gone again.
Oh, he just had popped in to correct me and then leave.
It just came through the crystal ball.
He did. Shit, you know we're watching it?
We must know that we're watching
it. Oh, fuck, I hit it quick.
Just turned round. His head was just in there.
I've been resting my balls on that whilst I have a wank.
What?
Yeah.
How's that work? Does it not hurt? Like you sort of sat on it?
Yeah, sort of sit on it, sort of straddle it, and then you sort of rest them on top. Obviously, the nice cold glass. Oh god.
It's basically teabagging Fenrir.
What the fuck am I on about? Oh my god, yeah, anyway, back to
teabagging Patreon. Teabagging Fenrig.
Yeah, stop teabagging me. But yeah, anyway, as Master Wizard correctly said, the tiers have remained just as powerful as ever. It's the prices that have dropped. So, basically, what was the $5 tier is now a $2 tier, which means the drip tray, the extra episodes, are now more accessible for everybody. Pardon me. So if you enjoy the podcast, then I highly recommend jumping on Patreon and bunging us a couple of dollars so we can get some better equipment.
For the price of two double Snickers, you can get drip tray episodes.
And it's better for you.
Yeah.
For $2 dues, is it?
For almost half the price of a Costa coffee, you too could support Shard Select and make us the most powerful podcast in the wizard first.
It's the price of one bottle of Coke.
Yeah, it's the price of Stew coming around your house and sucking you off.
Nah, I'm a bit cheaper than that.
Yeah, fair enough. It's a tough market these days, isn't it?
Yeah.
You have to do what you can to survive. But that's
exactly
fine. That's fine, Stew. That's understandable. So, I believe, unless you guys want to mention anything else, we've reached that point in the podcast where I pass over very carefully to Ryan to see us, to round us out.
Yeah, all right. I'm falling asleep, though.
Right. Oh, do you want me to take it home? Do you want me to do
no,
it?
I could do it.
Right, Stu, anything else you want to mention before we round it out?
No.
No. All right, let's do it then.
All right, bye then.
Thank you, Ryan. Yeah.
So you've been listening to Shard Select. You have just mentioned the Patreon, so that'll do. If you want to contact us, you can find us on all our socials at Shard Select. On Twitter, Shard Select Pod. But if you search for Shard Select in Google, you find it all. Bye.
Addendum. To watch the recent Pixie versus Shard Select videos, they're on YouTube, right, Ryan?
Yeah.
Oh, yes! Get them watched. They're good fun. There's much Cornish versus Wizard Universe action. And check out my website at www.wizardcorp.org. I write things. Some of them are interesting. And as Ryan said, bye!
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, bye. That happened.